Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here we go. Hour number two. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. The beach blanket bingo portion of the show, right there, starts the second hour. Do 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 do. Joe's not in a good mood. Cincinnati up 5. 59 seconds left here as we're going to try to get them across the line. Florida down 6. Florida down 6. Let's go here. Hit the whip. Go down the stretch. Come on.
Harvard, get the whip. All right, get the whip going. Okay.
I need this game to end so I can flip back to Florida. Come on. Down 3, Joe. They're down 3. 78-75. You got a more updated score than that. What do you got for Florida?
Marching Baylor, will you stop? Make it. There you go. We buried a 3. We're down 2. We're down 2.
Let's go. That's big. That's big, Joe.
53. Play defense.
Clock's running, too.
Oh, it's out. It's out. He stepped out. We get the ball back.
Come on. Let's win it.
Wow. Let's win it. Wow. Let's win it. All right. Look at this Oak State. They were catching 10.5 tonight. Oh, man.
All right. What's Iowa State getting at the half?
I don't know. Hang on. I'm watching. Was it off his foot? What happened here? No.
Going on Iowa State?
This kid is out. What is he doing here?
Plus 4.5, Joe.
All right.
Plus 4.5 down 14. I mean, Oklahoma State's really bad. Come on, Florida. Should have played him on the money line, Joe. What's the matter, Joe?
Nothing.
What about Donovan Mitchell? What's he doing?
Yeah. He's gutless. He's still
Derek
got
White,
two.
5 threes, Joe. 5 threes for Derek White. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, Joe. Mitchell's got 9. He only has 1 3, though.
What are we doing here? They didn't give us the ball. It knocked. I mean, it was off his foot, but okay.
Job with 6 points, and he's 0 for 8 from the field.
All right, we got to play defense here. Don't foul the guy.
Play D. Let's play D.
There's 24 on the shot clock. There's no reason to foul.
There's no reason at all.
Play defense.
No reason to foul. 5-1 Rangers. 5-1 Rangers.
All right.
Even the punk Rempe scored for them, too. Come on, Baylor.
That punk?
That guy Rempe always just fights everybody. He doesn't actually have any.
Right, don't foul. Don't foul.
Come on, Joe. Come on. Close this out.
Let's go.
We want the time to run, Joe. We want the time to run.
Running. 10 seconds on the shot clock, 33 on the game clock.
Come on.
Come on. Play D. Play
Big
D.
Big stop. Big
All
stop.
Right, 30 seconds. 30 seconds to taking a T.O., baby.
Who's taking the T.O.?
Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati. So they have 7 on the shot clock when they inbound the ball here. All right, well, that was great. We just wiped 20 seconds off that game right there. That was huge for us. Wiped it right off. Good job. All right. Look, there's only a couple things that could really blow this for us at this point. We just got no overtime, Joe. I don't want overtime either. And this game here, no overtime. Can't have it. What are you putting in now? Get Jupiter in?
No, I didn't put it in. Why?
Probably a guaranteed winner now. Now you didn't go in. Jupiter's coming through first tonight. You can't say I didn't tell you 5 times. You put Jupiter in,
I get a better Jupiter number in. Once they start?
I don't know. Do they have live for that on in Jersey? They have the live for the TGO?
I don't know. I'll tell you. I got to log in again. They kick me out every 2 seconds. Hang on.
We really can't do anything else until we get the result of this game. Baylor game.
Tennessee's underway. We switch to the Tennessee game after this. I mean, like, there's 7 on the shot clock. There is no reason to foul.
Florida down one. Come on. Let's go here.
What was the spread in that game? 6.5? 3.5? What was it?
It closed at, give me a moment and I'll tell you, 7.5. And I'm getting 7.5 with Florida. Florida up 1. 79-78. Florida. Gonna play the money line.
Why didn't you? Oh, come on.
I didn't believe. But the good thing is
that
I put
it. Oh, it's off the rim. We got the ball. 24 left.
All right. On, run it down. Take the last shot.
That's it. What do they do
here?
They get
a 3, too. We don't want any. No tie in the game. No tie in the game. They tied the game?
No. 17.
Why are you being quiet? Okay.
They fouled. It's on the floor. They got fouls to give. They only have 4 fouls. They could.
Well,
foul.
Well, they're not looking to foul them. I know they got one to give, but they're not. They're not going to foul them. You don't want to put them on the line. Down, up 2.
Just fouled them again.
Really? Yeah, they did. Okay, I guess they're thinking. I don't know what they're thinking. But no, that's their strategy. You get to that. Yeah, you get to where it's a 1-1. But you're up 2 now. You got to just play D.
2-3. Nah.
You make it?
Nope.
All right. We don't want OT.
They got it. They got it back. Cincy ball. 1 second left.
Cincy ball?
Yep. Going to the
how
line.
About that? Yeah, they got it.
It's a gutty win by Taylor. That's a gutty effort. That's a gutty effort by them.
We're going to get out of this alive, Joe, I think.
I'll watch it just in case. We've been in too many
of
these.
I'm going to Florida.
Go to Florida now. How much time is left there?
Minute. Minute left.
All right.
After this break, we got to get the Luka stuff going. Because that game starts at 10.
What are we going to do with Luka?
I don't know. I think the numbers are way too jacked. I think the numbers are. I wanted to, Joe.
He's only plus 180 tonight. Last week he was 7-1.
7-1. That's what I mean. The numbers are all out of whack. I think the only good number I like is the triple double.
You want to take LeBron or you want to take Kyrie?
I think Kyrie's going to play well.
He might throw in 35 tonight.
You want to do threes or points?
His threes are bad, too. Like, Kyrie's not that great of a shooter. And like, his threes are like...
You're going to take it to the rack a lot? Florida up 2, Joe.
All right. Is this game over? Is this game over or no? 1.2 seconds left. Like, really? All right, so why don't we take...
We want to take.
You want to take... Tyree for 25.
All right, let's put it in the SGP. We'll put it in the boost SGP. Carbon Lease Sports Grid Radio Series. Oh, big three from Georgia. They're up one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Yeah, this is no good now. 10 seconds left, Joe, in this game. So Georgia's going to get out of here with a win after a scare from Florida. But I got that 7.5, Joe, and that's going to get sticky here. Georgia going to the line up 4. I need one of two things, Joe. I need, if he makes them both, we need Florida to either make a bucket or just miss and not foul. 10 seconds.
Where is this Tennessee game?
It's on SEC Network after Florida, after the Florida game.
Oh, right.
7-5 Tennessee, 5 minutes in. Did this kid miss one? He made the first.
I got it on. I'll root it in for you. I'll root it in for you, just the way you root it in mine. This kid looks shaky. He's breathing heavy. Look at him. He's visualizing. It's nothing but net.
All right. Well, run this clock down and just. Why are we taking a timeout? I mean, come on.
There's still time. When there's time, there's life.
Here's the problem, though, Joe. Are they going to foul again if they miss with under 10 seconds left?
Yeah. It's getting a little dicey.
This is a little tight here. This is nine. All right, what are we putting?
I'm going to tell you this. Your shorts are a little sweaty right now. That I know. You're starting to feel it in the belly. Your dinner's starting to come up a little bit. You're trying not to clench your cheeks. I get it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
A little bit of that.
You know, a little bit of that. Trying to keep everything inside. It's all right. It happens. Shorts get a little wet.
What do you want to put in this thing tonight?
Kyrie for 25. Is that where you want to go big tonight? You want to go Kyrie for 30?
I mean, remember, I only get 10 bucks here. You get, you know, triple digits. So I'm good for Kyrie for 25 in this. Let's put Kyrie for 25. You want to do Clay threes?
No, I refuse to put him in anything. I refuse to put him in anything.
I'm not doing it. Three threes for Clay.
No.
Three threes.
No. I'll do you want to do the 10 assists for Luka?
The number is so bad.
It's going down, which means probably it's going to hit, right? Tonight's going to be the night that it hits.
Right. 10 assists for Luka. What else you want to put in?
Do LeBron.
What about LeBron?
Bounds.
How about
10 bounds?
How about three threes from him?
And 10 bounds.
He fouls him on the three here, Joe. So Florida's going to go to the line. Down 6.4 seconds left.
All right.
Should be good if he could just make at least two of them, right? He makes at least two of them. We should be all right.
Just
what is
one
he fouling him for?
You got 7.5.
What are you fouling him for?
One of them, you're fine.
No, not you never know, Joe. I don't need any chucking up some half court three. I don't need any of that stuff.
All right, go back.
Right.
LeBron for two threes.
How about LeBron for threes?
No. Let's do LeBron for bounds.
How many bounds?
10.
10 bounds.
Plus 190.
How about 8?
All right, we'll do 8. All right?
And
8
bounds. Threes. And 3 threes. Huh?
All right, LeBron for
boost,
three.
You go up to 21-35.
Always got to be the threes with LeBron. Why is that?
He hits him.
Luka for 10. Braun. So what is it?
Kyrie yeah, for 25.
Yeah.
Luka for 10 assists.
Yeah.
LeBron for 3 threes.
Yeah.
LeBron for 8 bounds.
And that pays 21.35.
With the boost, 21. You don't want to put Clay in?
No. No, Clay.
Why not?
He's a has-been. He's a washed-up has-been. This is a star game. We're not putting the old man in.
What about PJ Washington?
I'm clicking it. I'm putting the reward in. You see, now you go too far. No PJ. I'm putting in all the stars tonight. It's a star game. I'm not doing it with you. I'm tired.
All right, fine.
I'm tired.
We'll keep it to those.
You.
We'll keep it to that. Kyrie, Luka.
What are we doing now? What's going on? Kirby Smart's out there. Look at this. They got Kirby walking on the court.
Notice he gets to leave before everybody else. They're getting him out because he'd get so mobbed as the head football coach. They don't want anybody bothering him. Look at him leaving before the game's over. How gutless is that? Guy's leaving before the game's over, Joe.
As a two-time national champ, he's got his wife and kids there. Can we stop?
He's gutless.
Let's not bash him. Not bashing.
He's gutless. I'm tired of his act, too.
Miss State hanging in there. We got two games coming on. All right, Tennessee, up two. Extend. This game is still going on.
I know.
Can we get it over with here? What are we doing here?
It would be nice if we got it over with. It's costing me a lot of grief. I just want it done. Because they're just trying to extend this thing now. Extend.
Guys, what do we got going on? What are we doing here? Don't foul them. They fouled them? It's 5 seconds left.
Yeah, there's 5 seconds left. Of course they fouled them. They're down three.
All I have is Ajita. And you don't care. It must be nice, the life you lead.
You want to play skins for first round leader this week?
No, but I'm loaded up on this.
Skins.
I'm loaded up. I'm gonna have to hedge. I got so many bets that if the Santa Clara comes down to the wire, I'm gonna have to hedge. You're crazy. Here we go. Living dangerously after dark.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back at you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe, can this game end? Like, they're at the monitor. Now they're finally giving Florida the ball. It's 4 seconds. These last 17 seconds have taken 20 minutes. The kid blows the layup. Game's over. They win by 5. Cover to 7.5, Joe. Finally done. Good win for Georgia. That's a good win for Georgia. First win since a top three opponent since 2004. So nice job by them in that one. So we're on to the night slate now, Joe. Everything early is finished. Tennessee's up 3 here early on. Extend. 15, and now 14. I'm going to throw the golf on for a little bit and see what's going on there. Jupiter.
They're sloppy, this Tennessee team. This Rick Barnes, I hate him on the road. I really do. It's can we extend? Like, we're not going to play around with this team, right? That's 3-11 in conference. I mean, we're supposed to be one of the best teams in the country. Like
this
what
is
are we
a team that
here?
They should absolutely lay the hammer on tonight, Joe. Lay the hammer. But it's Tennessee.
Which
channel
is Miss State? Yeah, I know. Another team that lives and die. We live and die with sometimes. That you know, it's crazy.
Miss State's on the deuce. Miss State's on the deuce.
All right. What's the score in that game?
Alabama's up 14-9.
Did you see the report that all of a sudden came out? Travis Kelce was playing the Super Bowl with a severe illness. Did you see this?
I did not see that. Let me see.
I guess we're making excuses.
Did you find that on, Instagram or?
No, X.
Where'd you find
X, X. I'll send you the story now. It came out. Travis Kelce, severe illness. Here we go.
All I've seen is that he's coming back for next year. I saw all that today. Oh, Tom Kim missing this putt. So now they're going to be down a hole here. Jupiter, nice job, losers.
I told you. I could get that in game, maybe. A bunch of hacks. Bunch of hacks you get me involved in.
Travis Kelce was battling a serious illness before this year's Super Bowl. Brett Veach said he was battling with a pretty big illness. Who cares? I don't want to hear it. They're making more excuses for the guy.
And Quinn Ewers. Did you see the one with Quinn Ewers? Google that one. Quinn Ewers was supposedly playing with a partially torn oblique, and here we go. Well, then he should have stayed out then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here we go with this mistake getting smashed.
Broke his collarbone and his shoulder, tore his oblique, got blasted. Whatever. Torn oblique. Then you know what? He shouldn't have played. He was that scared about Arch taking the job. So we got back out there. Kid showed some toughness.
You know who should show some toughness? Come on. Come on with this Miss State team. They got no penetration.
The kid did show some toughness, Joe. I know you rag on the kid all the time. Give him some credit if he played the whole year with it. He came back and played with the thorn oblique.
He wasn't hurt. Come on. Defense. Down seven. Is this Miss State team going to die? I mean, really, teams that can't win on the road, where are you supposed to go come March? I mean, really, these teams make me sick. You can't even keep it close on the road. You gotta get blown out. Where's the Ripper when you need him? Where's the Ripper?
Need the Ripper in there.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
All right. Let's see what they have for Luke for the Luke assists on here. Actually, another book, MGM's got plus 230 for the 10 assists. Better number.
Stafford and Cup to Cleveland? What do you think about that? Somebody wrote.
No shot.
Donnie, you know, I think Donnie has a man crush on me. He's listening Why's to that? The show. Said Joe, not even paying attention.
You?
No, he put it in the chat room. No, I think he's got a man crush. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's fine. And I thought he goes to bed early, though. I'm surprised he's up this late. Doesn't he usually go to bed early for the morning?
He's got nothing to do. I mean, what does he have to do?
Wow, that ain't right. Now you know he's listening, so now you're going to lay it on a little bit. You know, he's got nothing to do. Why don't you go on the rant that you said about him earlier? How he's not going to look the same in 5 years. He's not going to look the same in seven years.
It wasn't five. It was seven.
Farmer Lee Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lee from Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, with you on the grid, hour number 2. 1-0, Jupiter down to the Bay at the TGL there. So they just lost their first hole. We need them to get to work. Elsewhere, Joe, Celtics beat the Raptors 111-101. The problem for that, though, is I think they were laying 10.5 or 11, depending on when you got it. So no cover for the Celtics tonight. Cavs up 30 on the Magic, but nothing, still nothing from Donovan Mitchell. Meanwhile, they let this Jerome and the Hunter and the Struess, everyone else having a big night. 5 threes for Struess, Joe. 4 threes for Hunter. 4 threes for Jerome. They ate, Joe. They took all of the action from Donovan Mitchell out there tonight. Rockets up 5 on the Bucks. Yes, go ahead.
This Bama game is the tempo is favoring Miss State. It's an ugly game, ugly blue collar. They just can't convert. I mean, very blue collar. They're forcing Bama to work a little bit here. We're down 8. We're right on the number. Can we cut it to 6? Oh, we're big. We're athletic.
Man, Iowa State's going to lose that game to Oklahoma State.
That's crazy. What's West Virginia doing?
Down 15. West Virginia, smash City, 23-7 out of the gates. They're up 23-7.
All right. I need this mistake game. I need Miss State to cover this. Josh Hubbard.
Illinois up 8 already on Iowa. I love that San Diego State game later on, Joe. I like Santa Clara. I saw just a couple things from this combine today. First of all, everybody who has a top 5 pick is playing that game where they're like, oh, you know, we're willing to move up, we're willing to move down, we're willing to do this, we're willing to do that. I hope I see all the trades then, Joe. If everybody's so willing to move around, go and see it. I think that Titan guy is going to absolutely sell.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who's he going to go with the quarterback?
He's not taking a quarterback.
Who's he going to roll with if then?
He's going to probably sign one in free agency. Maybe Sam Darnold? Somebody like Sam Darnold?
You think he's going to take Sam Darnold?
That's not a good shot by the Irish Bear. I hope he has some good shots in him at the Cognizant this week. That was not a good shot from him.
We can't buy a bucket. We cannot buy a bucket. Down 10. I mean, here's another gutless team. Like, you get them out of Stark Vegas. They're confused. They're lost. We're going to lose this game now? Come on.
I hope it turns around for you.
No, you don't, because you're on Alabama.
No, I'm not. I told you I didn't get Alabama in. I said I stayed away from it. I let you have the runway. I let you go with it. Got out of the way. I went to Illinois instead.
Let me know how. I'll ruin it in Illinois. Look at this. 3 ball. Another 3. We're dead to rights. We're down 13. It's over. We're going to get smashed. Can't even buy a bucket. Hitting rim, foul underneath. I mean, what is going on over here? Down 13 points. Didn't Miss State play them neck and neck in Starkville? Didn't they play them neck and neck in Stark Vegas? I'm talking to you. Wake up.
We'd have to look and see. I got a lot of things going on here.
I know. You're heavily involved with this gutless TGL.
Alabama beat them by 4 in Mississippi State.
You're telling me that it's double the spread? All right. We're down 13. I mean, this is pathetic right now.
Man, this Alabama schedule to finish the year. Jeez. At Tennessee, home Florida, at Auburn. Their last 3 games. That ain't easy. This home is such a loser.
Let me tell you, this is a dead under, this game. They are letting them play. Rubbing his race in his. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Rubbing his racing.
What are we doing? All right, we made a bucket. We're down 11. I mean, it's better than being down 13. Can we go on a little bit of a run here? Don't give up three ball. Get that. Come on.
Hey, where did, what MIT classroom did the Jaguars get that new GM out of? Where did they find that kid? He looks like he's in 7th grade astronomy class. Who is that kid that they hired?
That's Liam Cohen's hire.
No, that's the GM. He picked that GM? That's who he wanted?
He did, yeah.
Let me tell you, that kid, he's got no shot.
No shot? Guy. What if he's another Theo Epstein? What if he's another Theo Epstein? You know, maybe all the charts and graphs.
Saw the kid crying at the press conference yesterday. No shot.
He was crying at the press conference?
Crying. Getting very emotional about the chance.
Like what? It's his dream job or that what? That,
well, I mean, the guy's 34 years old. He's the general manager of an NFL team. I mean, that's...
Oh, man. Yeah, they're burying threes. Every time we get close, I hate these games. Down 12. Like, we're not going to make any run, miss state. All they do is attack the rim.
The game just started. They're like not even halfway through the first half yet. What's the matter?
They're shooting cold. They're not even close to the rim.
That's they have ebbs and flows. Ebbs and flows. It'll go the other way.
It's down 14. We're dead to rights. We're dead.
Ebbs and flows.
All right, you know what? Can you stop? Because it's obvious you don't know what the heck you're talking about. Ebbs and flows.
We'll find out, I guess.
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out. Luka doing push-ups out there on the floor in the pregame warm-ups.
He'll be toast by the third quarter.
What's the most points they'll offer you for the alt? How many points?
What do you mean for the alt?
How high can you go on him?
Why, you going to go for 50?
You're not going to get that high. What are they giving you for 40? I mean, honestly, plus 360. How about Kyrie for 40? How about Kyrie for 40? 11-1.
It's always go big or go home with you. Why don't you go take it?
Let's take one big splash and put it with the golf. Why don't we take one big swing? Huh? Let's take one big swing.
I don't know.
What's the matter? You upset? Because, I mean, you're not getting banged around. You got.
What do you mean?
We're doing all right.
We're not doing okay. I won Baylor, and I need Miss State. It's very simple.
DK's got Kyrie at 15-1 for 40. Let's have a shot. Yeah. Let's take a shot with him.
Guy, take a shot, hero. All right?
You want a ladder? You
in the ladder. I mean, how much
30,
is enough? Nothing with you.
40,
we got him for 25. 30, 35, how much 40. More? How much more with this guy?
Because he's going to have a big night. He's going to steal the stage. Going to try to steal the stage from Luka here tonight. I saw him out there. He was sitting with the Kobe and Giannis statue before the game outside. He's going to have a big night. Kyrie, let's ladder him. Small
plays.
Quarter units.
Go, don't knock yourself out. Keep going. Keep hitting.
Let's put him with the golf.
Refresh. No putting with the golf. I waste too much money. Got to talk to your boy, Brady's cabin tomorrow night.
Put him with the golf.
Yeah.
Or at least he puts it with Brady. SiriusXM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. Big putt for Tom Kim there, Joe. Jupiter gets on the board. We're tied at one
as
they win that hole. Nice job. By Jupiter here early on. Joe's got a lot of basketball on. Joe's upset. Go and play. Look, I'm worried about the golf.
Yeah, you and this golf. I want to smash the golf. I wish I could break it up, the screen.
Hey, it's time for a dog to hit here in the TGL, and I think we're going to get it tonight game.
You got it all figured out.
35-15 Alabama. With just under six to play in the first half, so the Bulldogs need to get to work.
17.
Quick fashion.
35-17.
Okay. 5-point lead for Tennessee under 3 minutes left in the first half. Iowa State still down 12 with 8.5 to go. What are they giving you now, Joe?
What, Iowa State?
Yeah.
They're down 12.
7.5 down 10.
No, I'm not touching it.
I'm in. 5.5 down 8. It's good. They're going to come back and win this game now.
No, they're not.
I'm taking it. Yep, plus 2. I just missed it. I was 4-1. Now it's plus 255. Unbelievable.
Boy, these games.
It really is, Joe. These unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That's what happens, you know?
Iowa State. Yep. All right, we're going to get a couple in here, Joe, with the golf. Put them with the golf.
All right. All right, this Miss State, I got roped into this. It's crazy.
38, you got roped 70. Into it? I didn't get roped into anything. I told you Alabama was going to smash.
Yeah, here we go. Everybody's a wheel. I told you this. West Virginia, good play by me. I'm on the wrong side. I need a miracle at Miss State. I don't know how they're going to come back and win this game or get within margin, but.
Get within margin. All right, Iowa State, we're in. In on Iowa State for a couple. All right, Joe?
They're on. Alabama's on tonight. They're banging threes like it's going out of style. Youngblood, him. Grant Nelson, him. I mean, this Chris Youngblood, 7 of 10 three-pointers. He's 4 of 5 tonight. 7 of 10 the other night. Kid's hot. Get on his grill. Oh, look at this. We're down 23.
Let me give you a couple. I want to get your thoughts since you're not going to be here tomorrow. Carver and sometimes Lisi on Wednesdays. Let me get your thoughts on a couple of these games since you're not going to be with us. Maryland -3.5 against Michigan State in College Park tomorrow night. That's the early tip, 6:30 East.
I like Maryland.
I like Michigan State. On the road. I'll take Sparty in that
game.
Okay. Right. Auburn laying 12.5 against Ole Miss tomorrow night.
Auburn. That's way too much for Ole Miss.
That's a lot. That seems like a lot of lumber, right? That's a lot of wood.
I'm going to take it with Ole Miss.
Clemson laying 14.5 at home against Notre Dame. Notre Dame stinks.
Can't buy a bucket.
Mistake.
Dead to rights.
Vandy team's made us a lot of money. They're catching 7.5 at Texas A&M tomorrow night.
What do you want to do? Huh?
I kind of like Vandy.
All right. I mean,
they've been tough. UConn laying 13.5 against Georgetown. Games at Hartford in Hartford at the XL. Who else you got here, Joe? Let's find one that Joe likes. Memphis laying 13.5 against Rice. That's your Memphis team.
I like Memphis. Memphis to me is legit.
You like him two tutties? Laying two tutties?
Yeah.
All right. Indiana, 6.5-point favorite against Penn State. This is typical Indiana. I like Penn State with the 6.5. Indiana beat Purdue on Sunday. Everybody thinks they're back in the mix. They'll lay an egg against Penn State tomorrow night.
You think so?
Yeah, I like Penn State.
All right.
Villanova laying 7.5 against Seton Hall. That's in Newark. Yeah. St. John's laying 6.5 at Butler.
I don't know.
Short line here, Joe. Kentucky 2.5-point road favorites at Oklahoma.
I like OU.
I like
Ole Miss as the best play tonight for tomorrow. Look at this Tennessee Carver. See? Tennessee up 3.
Stanford again late night?
I don't know.
You love going after Stanford. Arkansas -3.5 against Texas.
All right, you want to do that? Southwest Conference days?
Arkansas? You love when anything Texas, Arkansas. Football, too. You love the Longhorns and the Razorbacks. The old Southwest Conference. Great game in Mountain West tomorrow night. Utah State and Boise.
This Tennessee team, this is typical Rick Barnes. Typical Rick Barnes. And I told you, here comes Iowa now. All of a sudden, Iowa.
There's a lifetime left there.
Tennessee up 3. It's a lower scoring game. We can't extend. Like, what is going on here? What is going on?
A lot of legs left in those games.
Do we?
Yeah.
I'm down 23 in Miss State. Do I have life?
You got a chance.
You're just saying that. And no shot.
I'm not just saying it. You got a chance.
Seth Greenberg thinks I got a shot.
Carver and Lee, Sports Good Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you. All right, Joe. 2-1 now. Bay leads Jupiter at the TGL. Although Tom Kim, like right on the stick, he's going to have a long putt problem there. Iowa State still down 8 with 5.5 to go, so they need to put the pedal down if they're going to have a chance in Stillwater. Tennessee up 3 at the half, 26-23 on LSU, so they got a lot of work to do to cover. We are well aware of what's going on with Alabama and Mississippi State. Joe's let that be known. They got a lot of work
to do. Yeah, smash job.
Wisconsin also with a smash job. They're up 15 at the half on Washington.
That was the spread, though.
It was, and at the half, they've got it right now. So they're up 15 at the half. Missouri up 16 on South Carolina.
That spread was 12 and a half.
Yep. Louisville up 8 on Virginia Tech at the half. So we have all those games currently going on. A few others as well, Joe. Illinois up 5 on Iowa. West Virginia up 15 at the half on TCU. So that was another one of yours tonight. As far as the NBA goes, Rockets up 3 on the Bucks, 88-85 late. Suns up 116-112 on the Grizz. Did Morant ever get going for you? Not that it matters, because Donovan Mitchell did nothing. 12 points. He's 2-for-14 from the floor tonight. 2-for-14 from the floor.
Unbelievable. Guy's gutless. The guy is gutless.
San Antonio up 4 on the Pelicans. Raptors won by 10. Cavs won by 40. Hornets Warriors starting soon. 17.5. I think Charlotte's lost by 42 and 51 their last two games, Joe. You talk about team mailing it in.
Oh, man.
Lay it. And then, of course, Lakers and Mavs. Luka against his old team coming up as well tonight, which we gave you a few things that we like in that, too. So. And Shane tells, I did see this, Joe. Arkansas is going to be missing a couple guys tomorrow night for that Texas game.
Good. So let's lay it. Maybe that'll help us.
You want to lay it? Let's lay it.
Jimmy Dykes and this Carl Ravitch doing the game. Jimmy Dykes. Can we cut this to 20? We just get it to 20? Oh, man. You talk about like little wins. Just get it to 20. Little wins.
Just get it to 20.
Little wins, man. Little wins.
Just get it to 20. How come they don't have some of these sites, Joe? They have they make it so hard to find
everything. They are getting smashed down 25.
Who is?
25. A Miss State.
Joe, that's another one of those. You just got to turn it off right now. Just turn it off.
How does that happen, though? How does that happen? Explain to me how that happens in hoops. You just get one team that's so cold, home team is so hot, and they haven't missed a three, I don't think. They're not getting outworked under the boards. Like, they could care less who they're playing. I don't know. Is that it? That's it. Alabama at home. That's it. Blind bet. Blind bet.
It's a smash city job.
Yeah.
Smashed
teams
up.
That suck on the road. Tennessee.
What are you gonna do?
Just take the points.
Finished.
Can't cover. That's it. Can't cover and down 25. What is the in-game number? I'm just curious. What is the in-game number here?
Joe will be back with us on Thursday. Joe not here tomorrow. It'll be a Carver and sometimes Lisi Wednesday with a couple of guests stopping by. Hit Burbell will be here as well.
Oh, good for you.
Give me some plays for the UFC this weekend too. I'm certainly not going to be doing any tennis picks. That's for certain, Joe.
Cut his voice box out. Get the voice box out on Matias.
Great job as always, Joe. Great job by Matias Burbell. I hope things turn around for us here. It'll turn around for you late night with this Alabama game. Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio guest. Thank you for being tomorrow on the show.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.